What links B Hotels with card-carrying members of a Norfolk-based international group who save lives with a drop of sugar?
While human hotels have been almost empty, B Hotels are buzzing, partly thanks to a project launched in Norwich to help make built-up areas more bee-friendly. Dan Harris of Bee Saviour Behaviour said, "We were blown away by the response from Norfolk residents primarily and people as far afield as America, Australia and Japan. Bee populations are in a very worrying decline, but usefully bees are one of the pieces of urban wildlife that are still present in every neighbourhood." This month, Bee Saviour Behaviour should have been showcasing its work at a prestigious science exhibition in London. Its citizen science project to research what kind of bee hotels work best was due to be unveiled at the Royal Society Summer Science Exhibition. The event has been postponed, but the project, run with the Earlham Institute on the Norwich Research Park, is continuing. Peering into bee hotel rooms and observing guests' behaviour is just one way Bee Saviour Behaviour is asking people to help bees, particularly wild bees, such as bumblebees and solitary bees. Wild bees can get overlooked, and factors that locally might be impacting populations may be missed because they don't have keepers, said Dan. Wild bees are so interesting and diverse. There are around 25 bumblebee species and over 250 solitary bee species in the UK, so there's little chance of getting bored of them. I became interested in bees soon after I moved to Norwich and started really noticing the lack of urban wildlife. I then realised that one piece of urban wildlife in my neighbourhood and garden was bees. So I slowly become fascinated with them, while time spent observing them was a tonic to my mental health. If you have a bee hotel, there are five simple questions Bee Saviour Behaviour are asking to help. This research into the secret lives of bee hotels is really important as we plan campaigns, workshops and online resources to ensure people are getting the most out of their bee hotels or are buying the right bee hotels if they don't yet have them, said Dan. We'll be holding bee hotel workshops across Norfolk again, but until then the results and findings will be published in videos, infographics and online posts. Dr. Wilfred Hyatty of the Earlham Institute said, "The health of bees and other pollinators is essential both for the food we take for granted and for maintaining stable ecosystems. The information we get from this survey could massively help researchers." The group also encouraged people to carry a Bee Saviour card. Dan said bees have a very fast metabolism and in urban areas can become stranded and exhausted between flowers. The Bee Saviour card gives you a tiny drop of sugar solution in your wallet to revive that bee and send it on its way, he said. And that moment of connection when reviving a bee is powerful. We're selling the Bee Saviour card from our Etsy shop. We hope to have a small number of Norfolk retailers offering them in stores once things get back to some kind of normality, said Dan. The Norfolk-based not-for-profit social enterprise now has card-carrying Bee Saviour citizens in 20 countries from Finland to Honolulu. In Norfolk, Dan wants to help people create patches and corridors of bee-friendly land throughout urban areas and to stop using damaging chemicals. It's also worth saying that as a county, we need to tackle our use of neonicotinoids and glyphosates, he said. The River Wensum and the River Waveney have unacceptable levels of neonicotinoids, and these chemicals have been shown to seriously damage bee populations. So we're very conscious that education around use of chemicals in gardens is important for us to be doing locally.